told you were calling.
Yes, are you going to be up there a while, or are you going to come on back here?
We'll be back pretty shortly. Looks like they're not going to be here another hour, I think. Unless you want to come right back. If they're not, there won't be any votes on anything today. Morse, Dirksen, and Mansfield, Matt, Javits, Morse, and Matt, on this kind of reverse English on a public proposal. They said they couldn't buy that. The president just had to do something. Nick was there. Nick has kind of been sent off to try and draft some language whereby we might have an initial 30-day finding by the Congress. At the end of that period, if there were no agreement on the situation, we'll continue. The president would establish a board. Upon establishment of the board, it'd be extended for another 150 days.
That wouldn't be bad. Clifford said we ought to tell them that they don't think that the Kennedys want to play politics with this. No, the Republicans don't. So make it 90 days and let's get by the elections and not have this made an election political thing.
That
if they wouldn't take 90, he'd take 60. He says that the first establishment is one that's going to hurt. The other will hurt some, but they're in the first one, too. I doubt that they'll pass any meanest in a wire to every member against any bill. So I doubt that you'll wind up getting anything.
Mansfield seems to think there'll be something.
Well, it might be, but I doubt it. Maybe in the House. But anyway.
90 won't do it, Mr. President, because 90 will take you up to November 2nd or 3rd or 4th.
No, we're not going to get the bill, and I have 10 days to act on it.
Right.
And we're not going to get it, I would think, before 2 or 3 days from now. It has to go through the House, get a rule, and be acted on there. And then I've got 10 days, and this is August the 2nd. So I would just make it clear they're all going to know election. I think that Nick ought to tell them that I don't believe the Kennedys, and I don't believe Mansfield, and I don't believe Dirksen. I know the president doesn't want to make a political issue. He's not running. But we don't know why anybody, Democrat or Republican, would want to throw the national welfare into politics. So let's give them time. We know 30 days is not enough to do anything. 60 might not be, but we could put 90, and that would be. Then if 90 wouldn't go, if it wouldn't buy it, we might come down to 60.
Right.
Clark says that 60 would be so much better than 30, but 30 would be so much better than what the committee reported.
Right.
And let them make the finding, but why do they, who says the president's got to do something? Javits?
All of the Republicans. Dirksen says he can't bring any of them along.
Well, I thought they took the position this morning they didn't want him to be a dictator.
Oh, I know it, but now but at the same time, they now see that they see that the Democrats up here are split. And some of them want to dump this right on you. And so they just want to take a little advantage of it. On the other hand, I think one thing we certainly ought to do to them is really get the carriers on them again, because the carriers are going around here saying, we just can't take one of these short periods. It won't do any good. The guys will come back to work, and they won't really work because they'll just be waiting for the crisis at the end of the next period, and their tempers won't cool, and we're just not going to make any progress in a period that short. So they won't.
Well, have you done anything about talking to the carriers?
Yes, sir.
Have you gone over it and told them to tell them that they ought to have a 90 days minimum?
Well, we will now. Now that we've got some, we'll wait until after this meeting. So they can't. They've got to get these guys back to work.
They better get them on the phone.
Right.
And I'd insist that everybody just openly say we don't want to have anything before the election. 90 days. If I were you, I'd get away where I didn't get caught up there, because I don't think you can do much up there that you can't do on the phone.
Right.
And I think they'll have you lobbying up there if you're not careful.
Larry,
huh? Larry belongs up there. That's his job, but I think he can feel of it. Has Mansfield weakened on you?
No, well, he wants to try and work out a compromise. He wants to close it. He's getting ready to close the Senate down. Let's close it down shortly. He wanted to talk to us as soon as he gets off the floor for a few minutes. Talk this through, and then we have some course of action for tomorrow. Right now, Nick is trying to write some language.
Well, tell him in Clark's view, and my view is, that somebody ought to just say, I appeal to the best in everybody, their finer instincts. I don't believe anybody's playing politics with this. I don't think the Labor Committee, I don't think the Republicans. So if they're not, let's give 90 days and put it by the election, and that gives us time to do something. If you are playing politics, well then let's make it at least 60 so we have a chance to do something even while you're playing politics. And let Congress make the first finding for 60 days and emergency. And tell them if Congress doesn't make the finding and they don't put standards, why it won't stand up in the court. We'll encourage labor to contest it, and we think the court will uphold them, and I think they will. I think the Supreme Court will uphold them.
You won't have to encourage labor to contest it. They've already seen it, and they're going around. Now they've got some people up here. I don't know whether they're from the AFL-CIO or where, but they're indicating to the members that they prefer the Clark proposal, and they're indicating the reason is they think it may not be constitutional. So they've already found what we found.
Is labor saying they prefer the Clark proposal?
Yeah, they said it. We got one report from Bill that Fred Harris told them that's what they said. And we got a report up here from home. At least some people. I don't know who they are, but Larry O'Brien and I were talking earlier today. But as soon as they saw what Nick saw, they'd start to say, well, let them pass Clark. There are two good reasons for it. One, it's probably not going to stand up in court. Two, the House will.
They couldn't test it, though, I guess, until I exercised the authority, could it?
Right.
Huh?
That's right.
Okay.